go for drives, parties, walks, and it helped me keep my mind off things at home. One evening, Matt invited me to this party at his cousin's place. It was a little out of town, so he told me we'd be staying the night. I was just climbing out my window when Melody walked in. Where are you going? To hang out with your hippie boyfriend? I know you've been sneaking out to spend time with Matt, but Chris, I just don't think he's right for you. I heard he's always skipping school and his grades are trash. And just last week, he almost got arrested for stealing cars. Those are baseless rumors. And you're one to talk. Have you completely forgotten what a mess you were in school? Besides, you should be happy I'm out of your hair so you can spend more time with Mom. I'm just trying to reconnect with my family. And look how great that's going. Now I'm getting late, so go back to your room and stay out of my life. And I just picked up my bag and left. I took a cab and went straight to the location Matt had sent. But when I reached the place, it was totally dark and there was no one around. I walked up to the cabin and knocked, but no one answered. And seconds later, someone tapped on my shoulder. I turned around and saw two big men staring at me, and Matt was right behind them. What's happening? And who are you?
Oh, don't worry, sugar. We'll only keep you here till your mom comes and rescues you.
Rescue me from what? Matt, what is this?
I'm so sorry, Chris. I owe these people a lot of money, and since my dad won't give me any, I had no choice but to kidnap you. Just do what they're saying and we'll all be safe. I promise you.
Are you out of your mind? I trusted you. You're my boyfriend. Oh my God, this is such a mess. Help!
Don't bother. There's no one around. Please, Chris, just sit tight and hear me out.
Get away from me! I pushed Matt away and ran for my life. But one of the two big hounds caught up to me and took me back to the cabin. Just as he was trying to tie my hands, I bit his ear and pushed him away. The other guy launched himself at me, but before I could react, a vase came flying out of nowhere and hit him in his head. He fell backwards, and I saw Melody jump in with a baseball bat. Matt saw everything and rushed out the cabin, but he was stopped by Mom and a bunch of policemen. As they handcuffed and dragged Matt and the two guys away, Mom came running and hugged me tight.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Thank God. I saw you getting into that cab and noted down its number. He's the one who told me about this place. Don't you dare do something like this again, Chris.
I'm so sorry, Mel. I was so mad watching you and Mom together. It just made me jealous and crazy, and I just couldn't think straight. I thought you guys didn't care about me since you had each other. It's my fault. As a single mom, I needed to work hard, and I got my career break, but I guess I just kind of got carried away with it. I wasn't there when you needed me, Chris, and I will never forgive myself for that, but I'm here now. Not just for Melody, but for both of you. So please, give me another chance.
I'm sorry, too. I should have been there for you as a friend before anything else, but I was so happy to have found Mom. I ignored how you must have felt.
Hey. At least we're all here and together, and that's all that matters. How about we start with a clean slate?
You spoke my mind.